Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Mostly sunny today with steady temperatures around 7 degrees, wind chill values as low as 11 below. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 5 below zero, wind chill values as low as 14 below. Wednesday, a 20% chance of snow after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 17, wind chill values as low as 12 below, and on Wednesday night, snow, mainly after 7 p.m., low around 6, chance of precipitation is 100%, new snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches possible. And in the news for today, on Monday's broadcast, we reported on a petition effort by local Viroqua residents who are encouraging the Viroqua City Council to reconsider an alternative plan for developing housing on a 7-acre parcel of land located on the grounds of the former Vernon County Highway Shops. A design conceived by local Viroqua architect and former council member Gregory Splinter calls for a mixed housing plan that moves towards home ownership, new business opportunities, and a landscaping design that utilizes sustainable design. Splinter's plan aims to keep revenue in the community and make use of the existing historical buildings located on the site available for redesign and reuse. In background reporting, in October, an informational meeting was hosted by North Point Development Corporation regarding their proposed Main Street Apartments development plan for property located at Broadway and Main Streets. Jake Victor, Vice President of Development for North Point, located in Oshkosh, led the meeting. Victor said North Point, which has offices in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Colorado, has done numerous affordable housing projects across Wisconsin. The North Point site plan includes a 45-unit, three-story building over underground parking with 3,000 feet of retail space facing Main Street. All the units will be rent-only, with income managed by a third-party agency located in Oshkosh. When the county put the property up for sale 2 years ago, North Point was the only bid, and their original offer was rejected. They resubmitted another bid, and that was finally accepted by the county. North Point applied and secured an ARPA, American Rescue Plan Act funding grant, the resubmitted bid to Vernon County, and secured site control. In an article posted in the Viroqua County Times in October, City Administrator Nate Torres was quoted as saying, "It's important to understand that the city has input with the project. This is a public-private partnership." He added, if it wasn't for North Point, the city wouldn't have the $6 million grant for the affordable housing. They've got control of the land, and they wrote the grant, Torres said. Splinter had made a presentation with his plan at a September 27th City Council meeting, which had low attendance. Torres told the Times that the agenda for Splinter's presentation was posted on the city's Facebook and on the city's website, quoting, "I feel we have honored Gregory's opportunity to speak about his plan," end quote. Again, that from the Vernon County Times on October 21st. Depending on the success for the petition to allow Splinter to re-propose his development plan, quoting the petition's author, Viroqua resident Robert Karp, "we conclude this report and await the outcome." Quoting Karp, "at present, it appears to us that the city has made a premature commitment to an out-of-town developer who helped the city secure a large grant for the project from the state of Wisconsin. We feel that this developer may have gained undue influence over the project through their offer of grant writing. We also believe that the plan they have put forward lacks the features we feel that this site and this town deserve," Karp included in his petition proposal. Beginning tomorrow, Wednesday, December 22nd, the Nearly Noon News will be taking a break from broadcasting, returning on Monday, January 2nd, 2023. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.